Jake, good morning. How are you?
Good.
So good to have you on the phone. Now, I'm so excited to talk to you because your story is about how hard it is for kids when their families move to a new city and a new school. Did that happen to you in real life?
Oh, yeah, I moved a lot. And it's a struggle at first just to fit in. And just because you're starting all new, and it's hard. And it's hard on kids. I just really wanted to capture that in a book.
And I understand you were on summer break, and your mom told you to spend some of your summer break writing. Is that right? Is that how you got started writing this book?
Well, I've been writing for a while. I have an academically focused, crazy mom, if you will. maybe a West Coast tiger mom in a way. But ever since I was young, she would make me and my sister write a whole book every summer.
A whole book?
A whole book every summer. And I have pages of when I was two with just little doodles on it and just a couple of words on it. I mean, that's how far I've been writing.
Oh, my goodness. And so you wrote Just Jake, and then you just decided to start calling up publishers. Is that how it happened?
Yeah, I thought I had a really good book, and I was really confident with it. So I just typed it on Google, how to get a book published. I found out I got how to get a literary agent, and I just started calling them up.
And what did they do when you got one on the phone?
Well, the nice ones would agree to read my manuscript, and some of the other ones, were pretty angry that I was calling them and quote-unquote wasting their time.
Really?
So it was kind of a mixed bag, but at the end I was really fortunate to get Mr. Dan Lazar.
That's right. You ended up getting a book deal. Just Jake was, in fact, published. Not only do you know how hard it is just to get published, Jake? Not only did you get published, your book's a hit. You've been all over national media. People love this book. Why do you think your book has done so well?
Well, I think it's written by kids. You know, it's written by me. I experience middle school every day, and it's from a middle school it's from a middle schooler. So I think if people like it, then I think the book is funny. That's the main goal of the book. I do want to convey messages about bullying and going to a new school and all those things, but the book is supposed to be funny, and I think it is. So
it is funny. In fact, you've got several different rules of awesomeness for middle school. Where do you go to middle school, Jake?
I go to Landrum Middle School.
You go to Landrum. What do your classmates think about Just Jake?
Well, I have a policy. I don't really talk about the book unless someone asks me about it. I think it's cooler if they find out by themselves, like listening to this or seeing me on the news or something like that.
Yeah, and the illustrations, I have to say, are amazing, too. Who did the pictures for Just Jake?
I have an illustrator, Victor Rivas. He lives in Italy.
Wow. So you've really pulled it all together. You're going to be speaking at Books A Million this weekend. Tell everybody how they can come out and meet you.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I hope a lot of people come out and just to meet people. And I'm just really excited. I want to just sell some books and get kids reading.
What time are you going to be there, Jake?
I'm going to be there at 2 o'clock Saturday at Books A Million, and oh. I can't wait.
Oh, I know you're going to have a big crowd out there. That is the Books A Million over by the Regency Mall, I believe. Saturday at 2 o'clock, where you can meet 13-year-old best-selling author Just Jake, Jake Marcinet. So are you already working on another book?
I am. I'm almost finished with book two.
What's it about? Is it going to be a Just Jake series?
It's going to be a Just Jake series. It's a continuation of Jake in his adventures at the new school.
Very nice. Well, it's such a delight to speak with you, Jake, and I know how tough middle school can be. And so kudos to you for writing about it in a way that has touched so many people. I'm certainly going to be sharing this book with my kids. And
thank you.
Best of luck to you, and thank you so much. Have fun
hope
out there.
I see a lot of people out at the Books A Million Marsh Landing.
That's right. It's Marsh Landing. It's Jake Marcinet. We'll be at the Books A Million Saturday, 2 o'clock out in Marsh Landing. Of course, he is the author of Just Jake. It looks to be the first in the series. Nice to see a local and young author do so very well.